Rogan is arguably probably the most, if not one of the most listened to podcasters. He built that audience very much over time, very much organically through YouTube, through these very extensive, very long interviews. I think people, you know, really gravitated toward his interviewing style. And so over time, he's become a really influential figure in this space. There's a misinformation challenge tied to Joe Rogan in particular, but there's also a broader misinformation problem, I think, in this entire ecosystem that is a lot more challenging simply because it is so decentralized and there isn't really one platform. There isn't really one player involved who can take the lead in moderating. It's very decentralized. Claim that they've taken down tens of thousands of episodes promoting COVID misinformation, but it's unclear what those episodes did, for example, or where those episodes were, who created them, what those episodes were, why they were taken down, and why Rogan's episodes don't necessarily fall into that category.